This portion of the Cliff Notes podcast is brought to you by Tolley & Associates, Little Caesars of St. Joseph, John Anderson Insurance, Meyerhofer Funeral Home and Crematory, Miljavik Electric, Musser Construction, Greg Kastner, voice of the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles and the St. Joseph Mustangs, Brett and Angie Lawson, Travis and Amber DeBoard, Jason and Mary Watkins, Matt and Jenny Busby, Brian and Rebecca Viertaler, Ferdenthal Primary Care, the Michelle Cook Group, Russell Book and Book Ball 365, Bees, Tees, and Embroidery, Janelle Glidewell of Lightstar Financial, KT Logistics LLC, Hicks and Klein Funeral Home of Gower, James L. Griffin Law Firm of Maysville, Toby Prusman of Premier Land and Auction Group, Barnes Roofing, the St. Joseph School District, Patrick Lyle Insurance, Cintas, the Hi-Ho Bar and Grill, HK Quality Sheet Metal, Redmond Farms in Maysville, Robin Stacia Studer, Jeff and Michelle Zeit, Melissa Wynn, Gabe Edgar, Daisy Frisch, Amy and Wes Simmons, JC's Hardwood Floors, and Hinky Family Farms in Princeton. Thank you guys so much for your contribution and support of the Cliff Notes Podcast. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, welcome everybody to the Cliff Notes Podcast. I am your host, Clifton Grooms. Tonight, it is Friday night, February the 23rd, 2023. We got a great edition of the Post-it Notes for you. It is District Championship weekend, as tonight began the road to the Sweet 16, to the sectional round for 96 Class 1 through 3 girls basketball teams competing for the opportunity to whittle down the field to 48. That is 16 in classes 1 through 3. Let's go ahead and let's kick off our district championship game coverage in Class 3 District 15 in Gower, as the 4th-ranked 25-0 Lathrop Mules took on the 2nd seed of Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles, who won 17 games this past season. Mules are going to break a 4-game losing streak to Bishop LeBlanc dating back to 2019, while LeBlanc is looking to capture its 4th straight district championship, the 1st in Class 3. In first quarter, it was all Lathrop as the Mules scored the first 15 points of the game to lead 15-2 after the first quarter. They would go on to lead 26-10 at the half. Let's talk about the Mules' defense here for a second. Only allowing 10 Golden Eagles points in the first 16 minutes of the game and just one field goal the entire first half. Lathrop senior Caitlin Morgan had 16 of her 23 points in that half, including a couple big and ones there. Third quarter, it wouldn't be any different. Mules turned it on both ends of the ball, taking a 39-19 lead into the final quarter. It would pull away for a convincing 51-27 win, ending 4 decades of heartbreak for the Mules girls basketball program. That would be Lathrop's first district championship since 1987, and the seniors and coach Greg Keith's first victory over Bishop LeBlanc in their entire career. Mules move on to 26-0 on the season. We have lots of post-game coverage to bring to you. Let's get it started from hearing from the head coach of the Mules, Greg Keith.
Coach, first district title for the girls basketball team since 1987. Your first victory over Bishop LeBlanc. I know this is a lot of emotion to kind of put together for these couple minutes here. Just tell us what's going through your mind right now.
Unbelievable overall team effort. I shouldn't act shocked just because that's the mindset of our team right there. Is how we just played, how they just played just offensively. You know, I know LeBlanc likes to slow things down and kind of muddy it up, and it's tough to score on them. But defensively, I felt like we were locked in as well as at any point in time in the season.
Can we expand on the defense a little bit? I mean, you guys in the first half allowed one field goal from them in the first half. I mean, what was the defensive plan for them? What was the preparation like on the defensive side for their offense?
Well, we knew they could fire away. We knew they could shoot, and our mindset was just to close out. We stuck with our zone. We stuck with our 1-3-1, and it was effective. And we were fortunate that they missed some open looks too. We gave up some open looks, but just our mindset, our mentality defensively was just locked in. Okay, we always believe we're always a big proponent. The sum is greater than the parts. You know, we've got a lot of good parts on the team, but they're no good without the sum.
Keely and Caitlin had some big-time buckets. Talk to me about their play, two of your upperclassmen here.
They're just big game players. They really are. I mean, they thrive in these moments, and you know, I had no doubt they would play big on both ends of the floor. They're ready for this moment, and I feel like it showed there on the floor.
I know it's like the season's not over yet, but like this is quite a run you guys have been on. Have you ever just stepped back and like been in awe of this team and their play this year?
You don't really get the chance to, because just the next game, next play mentality. Yeah. So, in these last few weeks, it's kind of sped up, and then all of a sudden you realize it's district week. And so maybe I'll have that chance, but probably not, since we got to turn around and play Monday. So quick turnaround, but we're enjoying the ride so far.
What's special about this group of ladies here?
Probably love. That's the one word. We love each other. I mean, they love each other too. I mean, we buy in, and it's unbelievable. I mean, you talk about some of the best young ladies off the floor you'll ever find. And then, once that ball's tipped, they turn into, they turn into warriors sometimes. So, I can't say enough about these girls. They're just unbelievable.
All righty, let's go ahead. Let's run down some scoring here for the Mule senior. Caitlin Morgan had a game-high 23 points, as we mentioned earlier. She had 16 of those in the first half. Fellow senior Keely Bean had 9 points, and freshman J.C. Castavoid added 9 points as well. Let's go ahead and let's hear from the senior tandem of Caitlin Morgan and Keely Bean after the team's emotional victory against Bishop LeBlanc.
It's been a crazy week for your family. Your brother's wrestling for state, and you're playing for basketball. Talk to me about how fun this week has been for your family.
Oh, it's been really fun. My family's been getting up and going at 4 a.m. to watch my brother, and he didn't get the outcome he wanted, but he still tried really hard. And coming here today, this is unbelievable. I can't believe it's taken this long for us to do this.
For this senior class, for you, Caitlin, and Autumn, who've been in this starting lineup for 4 years, to finally get this done, what's that mean?
It means so much, honestly. We've been in the championship game like 2 times, and we've always gotten second, and this feels amazing to be first to a team that's really good.
Caitlin, this is your guys' first district title since 87. Yeah. It has been that long. How much does that mean to bring this to this community?
The last time we won districts was my mom. So
yeah.
It's really exciting. It's really fun. And this has been a goal for us since we were freshmen. So it's finally fun to come out here and get it done like we've been working for.
Your game tonight, you seemed like you were on from the first quarter to the fourth quarter on. What were you seeing on the floor and what you feel like was working for you tonight?
Just honestly, offensive rebounds or my team feeding me the ball. They were getting into me in the post. So it's all them.
You kind of went into my question. I was going to ask you about your mom. What did she tell you, like, advice-wise coming into this game today?
My mom and my dad both were just fully confident in our ability to come out today as a team. So they were 100% confident in our team's ability and just said to play together, have fun, and get the job done.
Keely, you guys held them to 1 field goal in the first half. 1. And talk to me about this defense. How did you guys lock them down? What worked for you guys?
We knew that they were... I don't even know.
Loaded question, I know.
Yeah. We've been working on our defense a while. I don't really know.
They have to stop their 3-pointers.
They can shoot outside pretty well. And we knew that it was going to be a hard time. I don't even know how to answer this question.
Just talk to me. I mean, I'll ask you this then. That's your coach's first win over LeBlanc ever. So how much does that mean to get one for him?
That means a lot, because we've lost to LeBlanc multiple times, and it hasn't been very close for us. But it feels nice to beat them finally our senior year and doing it with a great team.
Caitlin, this is quite a run that you guys are on right now. What is special about this group here?
Our bond. We have an amazing team bond, and all glory to God. All of us are just praising God for this.
I want to thank the girls and Coach Greg Keith for joining me after the game for some post-game. Bishop LeBlanc, they were led by Kyla Connard's 13 points. I want to give a shout-out to the Bishop LeBlanc seniors, Kyla Connard, Kaylee Ziesel, Kayla Beam,
Allie Welter and Carly Harton, a group that has won 85 games, three district championships, is part of a group that finished second in last year's Class 2 state tournament. What a great run for those girls, and a great run and another tremendous season for Coach Jackie Steltenpole, assistant coaches Mike Ziesel and Stephanie Hughes. Congratulations to all of them on another successful season. Let's go ahead and let's run down the rest of the scores from our local district championship games. Let's move to Class 3, District 6. We have Lathrop's opponent already decided as the Trenton Bulldogs, the three-seeded Bulldogs, went on the road to the host Carrollton to knock off the Trojans 37-33 in overtime. That game was actually tied at 28 at the end of regulation. I think Jeremy Benson and I were kind of talking the other night. He said first team to get to 30 would win that game. Trenton was the first team to 30. They won 37-33. They will host Lathrop Monday night in the Class 3 sectional. Class 2 District 16, Gallatin, the 4th seed, knocking off 2nd seeded East Atchison 75-61. Bulldogs will move on to host North Platte, who knocked off West Platte 40-32 in Class 2 District 15 championship there by the host North Platte Panthers. Let's move on to Class 1 District 16. Big time girls matchup. Platte Valley and Nottoway Valley, they had a tremendous matchup just a couple of weeks ago in Burlington Junction. Platte Valley was able to win this game in Stanberry tonight 45-41. It is the 4th district championship for this senior class. It is a tremendous honor for those Platte Valley girls. They will go on and host St. Joe Christian on Friday. The girls defeated King City 50-37, knocking off the host Wildcats. A little bit of an upset in Class 1 District 14. Second seed of Pattonsburg hosting their district at the Dome tonight, beating Gilman City 49-34 was the final in that one. They will play Wellington Napoleon, who beat Bramer 41-31 was that score there. Class 1 District 12 at Meadville, defending state champion Eagles, knocking off Brunswick 80-48. They will advance to play Green City, who they pulled an upset over Princeton on Wednesday night. They beat Grundy County in the Class 1 District 11 championship game by a score of 38-36. Also, the kickoff of Kansas Class 1A Division 1 Substate taking place tonight. A couple games, one at Troy, one at Donovan West. Troy was able to beat Onega 60-33 on the girls' side. Also a girls' matchup, Donovan West all over Northern Heights 47-13 was the final score. That was the 3-6 game there in the Class 1 Division 1 Substate game. Let's go ahead and let's run down tomorrow's schedule. It is jam-packed, just like tonight was. Class 3 District 16 boys at Trenton will take place between two KCI rivals as one seed of Lawson will take on Lathrop, who pulled a couple big upsets this week. Also, Class 3 District 15 boys at East Buchanan host Bulldogs are taking on Bishop LeBlanc. East Buchanan coming off a big win over second seeded St. Pius. Bishop LeBlanc coming off an upset over state ranked and number one seeded Kip Legacy. Both those games took place in Gower. This one will take place at East Buchanan as well tomorrow. Class 2 District 16 boys at Albany. Maysville taking on Gallatin. Bulldogs of Gallatin coming off that win over Princeton. They will take on one seeded Maysville in Albany. Class 2 District 15 boys. Host and number one seeded Plattsburg takes on West Platte there. And that one, Class 1 District 16 boys, Platte Valley will host Worth County. And that one, Class 1 District 15 boys, that district's taking place at King City. Top seeded South Holt taking on third seeded North Andrew. Class 1 District 14 boys at Troy County. Top seeded Grundy County will take on second seeded Mercer. Class 1 District 13 boys at Norburn, Bramer, and Hard Central. That is the 1-2 matchup there in Class 1 District 13. And then moving on to Class 1 District 11 boys at North Shelby. Top seeded Green City will look for another district championship as they will play third seeded Marion County. Big day in the MIAA on Saturday in Maryville as Missouri Western will go to Northwest for another installment of the Highway 71 rivalry as Northwest matches up with Missouri Western. On the women's side, Missouri Western looking to inch closer towards an MIAA regular season championship, while the Northwest men can clinch a outright MIAA championship with a win over Missouri Western tomorrow afternoon. KCAC girls basketball, St. Mary will be looking to put themselves in position for the KCAC conference tournament. They will go on the road at Ottawa on Saturday afternoon as well. On the men's side, St. Mary will travel to Ottawa there as well. Spires men looking for a berth there in the KCAC tournament. They will be looking for a 8th or 7th seeded there in the KCAC tournament. Heart of America women's basketball, Benedictine, is on the road at Graceland, and also on the both the men's and the women's side, Benedictine will be at Graceland. Again, want to thank Coach Greg Keith and seniors Caitlin Morgan and Keely Bean from Lathrop for joining me on the podcast. Congratulations to Coach Keith, his assistant coaches, and the ladies for their district championship tonight. We will be bringing you coverage tomorrow back at Gower as we have the third-seeded host East Buchanan Bulldogs. We'll take on the fourth-seeded Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles. We will have final score, we will have postgame, and we will bring you all the scores throughout the day as well. That will do it for today's show. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank all of our great sponsors. I want to thank all of the great people who help support on social media as well. Thank you guys so much for everything. This wouldn't be possible without you guys. We will see you guys tomorrow night for another edition of the Post-it Notes.